to me. God is so good to me, and I'm really happy about it, and I'm really excited about it. And I want to tell you a story today about a time that God touched my life and was really good to me. I think there's a picture going to come up on the screen there, maybe? Maybe. Because this is a story about me when I was a little girl, and I was 7 years old. Is anybody here 7 years old? No? There you go. That's a seven-year-old Jen. I had a fringe back then. Doesn't she look cute? Well, seven-year-old Jen, you see, it was a Sunday, like today, and I had just been to church with my mum and dad, my brother and sister and our little baby, and I had been to Sunday school, which was something that our church did for the kids. While the mums and dads sat in here, the kids went out to Sunday school. And then I got home and I was sitting and chatting to my daddy, and a puzzle piece fell into place for me that special Sunday when I was 7 years old. A puzzle piece fell into place. Does someone want to see if they can find where this puzzle piece goes in my board? Do you want to have a go? See if you can stick it in there? No? Give it a go. Because, you see, this puzzle piece, it's got some words on it. It says, for me. Where does it fit? What do you think? Maybe in the middle here? For me. That's right. Great job. So you see, like I said, God is so good to me, and I already knew a lot of things about God, but the special puzzle piece that fell into place for me this Sunday was that God's promises were for me. I wanted to be a part of God's family, and I knew that God loves me, and I knew that God is powerful, but I hadn't realized that, you know, until that day, I hadn't realized not everyone automatically is in God's family, but that promise was not just for my mum and dad. It was for me, that God loves me and that he wants me in his family. So you see, because God is so good, I already knew a lot of things. I already had a lot of different pieces in the puzzle, like this one. This puzzle piece says God is king. Some people think that God's not really that great, that he doesn't really deserve to be king of their life. But I already knew that God is king because I went to Sunday school and I had heard all the stories about how God made the world. Have a look. God made the world, and I knew that, so I knew that God is king. What about this puzzle piece? I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. Now, you might remember Uncle Daniel telling us about that one last week, and he had his backpack full of rocks and was explaining how that's a little bit like sin. And I already knew that because I had a mum and a dad who love God, and they helped me to learn that when I do something that makes them sad, it doesn't just make them sad, it makes God sad too. So because God is so good to me, I already knew this puzzle piece that I'm a sinner. See that black heart with a cross through it? Because I already knew that my heart wasn't right with God. But another thing that I also knew, can anyone read this one for me? God loves me. That's right. I already knew, because God is so good, that God loves me. God gave me a beautiful family with a mummy and a daddy who loved me like God loves me. They're not as good at loving me as God is. Only God can do that perfectly, but they tried. And here we go. Here's God loves me. Because God is so good, I knew that. Some people think that God couldn't love them, that they're just, nobody really loves them. Some people think that why would God really care about me? But because God is so good, I already knew that God loves me. Or what about this one? This one says, God is powerful. Some people, they know that God loves them, but they just don't think that God is big enough to save them. They just don't think that God is powerful enough or strong enough. But because God is so good to me, I knew that God is powerful. When I was a kid, I had a Bible called the Beginner's Bible. It looks a little bit like this, and I would read stories in this with my mum and dad that would tell me all about how big God is and how powerful he is and all the things that he could do to save his people. So I knew that even though I'm a sinner, God loves me, he wants to rescue me, and he is powerful. He can save me. And what about this one over here? I want to be in God's family. Now, you see, I have a friend, her name is Fiona, and she and I, we read through all the stories about Jesus' life together. And she was like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I can see that, you know, God made the world. He deserves to be in control of everybody's lives. I can see that God loves me. And she knew all about how it worked. But you know what? Even although she knew that God loved her and was powerful and that she was a sinner, she didn't want it. She didn't want to be in God's family. She didn't want God in her life. But God, because God is so good to me, he had already given me that piece of the puzzle. I knew that it was a great thing to be in God's family. We had been talking about that in Sunday school that very day that this last piece of the puzzle fell into place for me, that God's love is for me. I already knew that God is king, that I am a sinner, but God loves me anyway, and he's powerful enough to save me. I already wanted to be in God's family, and I knew that God, his promises were for me, that I, little Jen, could be a part of God's family too, that it wasn't just for grown-ups, but it was for me as well. And that was a really, really special day for me, because from that day on, I've been a part of God's family. And you might see that this puzzle, it doesn't look like it's finished. There's maybe a few more pieces that need to go in at the bottom there. And there were a few bits and pieces that I was still confused about when I was a little girl. I thought that maybe if I didn't say sorry to God enough, then maybe he would say, oh, you didn't say sorry today, you can't be in my family anymore. I thought that maybe he was a mean God. But God helped me to learn that piece too, and more pieces. And every day, God is teaching me more things about him. But the most important part for me on that day was realizing that, you know what? God's promises are for me. I want to be a part of God's family, and I can be a part of God's family. And that is my story of how God was so good to me on that day. I have so many stories like that every day of my life. God is so good to me, but I wanted to share that one with you boys and girls this morning. I'm going to pray really quickly, and then I'll hand it back to Jeff. Thank you, God, for your goodness to me and to all of us. Thank you that we can all have an amazing story like this one. And I ask that you would help our hearts to keep loving you and help us to keep putting more pieces of our puzzle into place so that we can be more like you, God. Amen.